Would you consider that the Chinese have done better or worse than the general population of Los Angeles?
You mean the population?
Yeah.
Now?
Just from the changes that you've seen from the 20s and 30s up till now, do you think the Chinese have done, on the whole, better or worse than
people in
LA?
Yeah,
better.
You can do all kind of business. If you prosper, you're able to do it, you're going to tend to do something. Not like it used to be. You try to do something, they come and stop you. And now they don't do that anymore openly. They might try, but they don't do it openly.
Did you have any problems with the market businesses?
No, market, no. Where you go, everybody's saying.
Have you ever compared Chinese with Jewish people in their way of doing business, or have you ever heard anybody make this kind of comparison?
Oh, you can compare with Jewish people.
Can or cannot?
Cannot.
Cannot. Why?
Well, they work hard, they get money. In the United States, the Jewish people, I think, run most entertainment, like a movie, those things, department store, you know, all other business except few, except like a steel, oil, something like that, outside that, mostly Jews control everything. Those people look hard. They look, today they carry the bank, tomorrow they push a little cart, next day they're going to go with the car, they make up your store, they will work hard. Chinese people can do it, but the Chinese people, they don't work, continue like that. Like they get little money, they want to go home and retire. But those people, they figure to stay alive. They keep building up. Chinese don't building up like that until now.
You went back to China in 1935, you mentioned, to get married. 1925, right. Back in those days, did most Chinese men go back to China to get married, or did they marry American born?
No, they go back. Mostly go back.
When did Chinese men not go back and marry American
born?
When there was a changeover?
I say about 1935, the beginning, nearly. Local born Chinese girl. Before that, still people come here.
Of course, there weren't that many Chinese women here in the States. That's why many men went back.
A lot of people scared to marry the local Chinese born girl.
You mean the American born?
Yeah.
Why?
Because they are too Americanized.
Did your parents have anything to say about the fact that you married an American-born, too?
My parents didn't. They expect me to go back in there anyway.
They didn't mind marrying an American-born?
Even those days, they still had the Chinese people marry Caucasian girls, but not many of them. Few of them.
When? There were a few.
Not very many, few.
How did the Chinese people here feel about that kind of interracial marriage at that
time? Well, they figure that's exceptional.
Was it looked down upon by most of the Chinese here?
Anyone marry a Caucasian girl, they don't mix with the Chinese people much anyway. They leave away a little bit. Few of them, my first I come in 1922, they get about two, three of them married. you know, I'm a good girl.
But so the and Chinese men who married American girls, but those Chinese men didn't mix with Chinese people.
Yeah, they mixed with it. They mixed with it. Yeah. Mixing with it. And in the family, you know, they don't they don't you see each other very much.
Do you think that were American-born Chinese just as eager to have sons rather than daughters? You know, this is, you know, the, how the older generation preferred to have sons rather than daughters.
Well, nowadays they don't care much, but still few, still quite few prefer son instead of daughter.
How about back in the 30s, 40s, 50s, those times? Do you think American-born still preferred sons?
They American-born don't mind much, but the only people come from China. They want more son than daughter. They figure son forever is yours. Daughter, they grow up. And they go marry and go away, some go somebody else.
How did you feel about that?
I don't think so. I don't think much.
Did you prefer sons to daughters?
Huh?
Did you prefer sons to daughters?
Not much different. I think they're all about the same. You get a good daughter just as good as a good son. Yeah.
That's right. Did many parents feel it was important for their children to go to Chinese school?
Well, a lot of people like to go to Chinese school, learn a few Chinese. Only most of the people live too far away from Chinatown.
Well, you think that the did the parents want to send the, want the children to learn Chinese?
Yeah. The only thing is they're too far from Chinatown.
You mentioned that your daughter did not go to Chinese school.
No.
What reasons was that?
Because well, it was too far away.
Too far away?
Yeah. Chrissy went to college. She attended Chinese class for a little while.
At USC?
No, at Cal State.
Oh, Cal State.
Yeah. Later then, she transferred to USC.
But if you think that if you lived close enough, you would have sent your daughter to Chinese school too. What percentage of the Chinese men who came over here to earn money, you know, and get rich, actually return to China? Do you have an estimate?
Well, olden days, very, very big percentage. But now, not anymore.
Back in the olden days, what would the percentage have been?
Oh, I say, you can figure easy, 50-60%. But now, after communists took over, nobody go. Because the communist system is different.
Do you think that about 100% of the people, the men, mostly men who came over here, hoped to go back to China, but about 50-60% actually went back to China?
Well, in olden day,
You think most people wanted to go back to China?
People, yeah. Not anymore now. They don't, the communists, they don't let you stay, go back to stay here. But I don't know, to me, right now, 20, 30 years, still, I think people feel about the same way. But if China gets strong, get everything, you know, modernize everything, we need to go with more factory. I bet go with not too much Chinese, not too Chinese people come over here anymore. Because if they get a lot of jobs over there. But it takes a long time.
How do the Chinese here in the States feel about China now?
I think educated people, working people, I think that most of people, they are hot in mainland China. On a few those old common don't remember. They still try to pull Formosa.
Mm-hmm.
But Formosa is not a country, just a state. Just one other state. They still belong to China.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But Formosa, I don't know how long they can stand. Even I stay, a lot of people, they try to stop putting Formosa. But when the things come, no way you can help. No way you can help.
Mm-hmm.
Like in our Chinese, in Formosa, only Chongqing Kong, Chongqing is a son runner. If he die, who could take over? Nobody take over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Even his daughter come over here, I bet she got a green card already. Yeah, that former president, you know, Lim Ka Kong, he's son been there for so long, he already got a citizenship paper.
Mm-hmm.
And he expects the people, don't people follow him to fight for them.
Mm-hmm.
Formosa, sooner or later Formosa will go big. He gets to go big to the mainland.
Mm-hmm.
But I hope the mainland Chinese government work hard and do everything right for the people and make the country strong.
Mm-hmm. That's how you feel about
China? I hope so.
About China.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Olden day China is a 4/5 great country. Until after the Japanese war, get the help from American United States to run the war from Germany, it become almost second grade. Then Green Jung is a most Formosa. They want everything for himself. And they don't want anybody against him. So he play around party like that, the country down to the 7th, 8th grade nation. You know why I say that?
Why?
Vietnam is a small country. They chase them out of Sai Sa Quan Dong. They went to Sai Sa Quan Dong, you know, the skyline over there. They took Japanese flag down. All the soldiers just run away. Don't need to open one fire. See? Vietnam is the 7th, 8th class country. Now, communist China now, they're not really strong yet, but they become almost the second, third grade nation.
Mm-hmm.
Outside the United States and the Soviet Union.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's still behind time, but if they work hard, they're going to be a really good country.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So all that you're saying about China, would you think of going back to China to retire?
Well, right now, people don't think about it, but I think about 30 years later, I think a lot of people might be going to China. If China keep continue building up strong, build up a lot of work for the people, you can go back and, you know, live easy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But that takes a long, takes a lot of hard work to build up the country.
You mentioned that your wife, or your second wife, was born in Bakersfield. Excuse me. Did she attend Chinese schools?
No.
But she does know how to speak Chinese.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can she read Chinese or write Chinese?
Very little.
Uh-huh.
Very little.
Uh-huh.
But funny though, like in California, in olden days in San Francisco, all people living in Chinatown. All younger kids born there, they speak a lot of Chinese. You speak English to them, they answer with you Chinese. But in other cities, mostly speak English, except biggest few. Biggest few, any native born boy and girl speak few Chinese.
Speaks what?
A few Chinese.
A very little Chinese.
Yeah, they speak some anyway. Not like in other cities, they don't speak at all. Yeah. I think because they get a lot of old men there, they keep cheating Chinese something like that.
What did American-born Chinese think about going back to China? They have any feelings about that?
They might like it, make a trip or take a look, but I don't like it. Because make them and work and make a living. Because over there, the standard is so low. Everything's so cheap over there.
Did you know of any American-born Chinese who went back to China or Hong Kong to get married?
Yeah, few. Few.
When was this?
Olden days.
20s, 30s? American-born Chinese who go back to China?
Few, you're not, few.
What did you or other people that you knew of think of the way Chinese were portrayed in the movies? Or you didn't see many movies, I guess.
No, not too much, Well, usually they always had them certain people that work in the movie for a living. But now, they feel not too much.
But did you see any movies in which there were Chinese actors portraying laundrymen or houseboys or servants? Or did you see any movies where Chinese were portrayed in that way?
No, I don't watch too much movies.
You didn't see the movies so much,
right? Even the Chinese movie, I never watch them. They get about three or four theaters over there showing Chinese pictures. I never watched them.
Did you ever go in the... Did you ever go to Chinese movies in the old days?
No.
Any particular reasons why not? Besides...
Chinese movie, they don't spend too much money. They make it really, not really good.
You preferred American movies.
I don't even watch any movie.
You don't see any movies.
Yeah. My younger day, I read a lot of soul. A lot of soul people. Stay soul, Movie, I don't watch too much.
What types of jobs would most Chinese consider to be ideal for themselves? People in your generation, what kinds of jobs did Chinese think about having?
Well, I'm working at a Chinese store, and a lot of people working at an American house cook, business, laundry, restaurant.
You think most Chinese back in the old days were satisfied doing this kind of work?
Well, nothing else. You get choice.
If they had a choice, what do you think they would have?
Well, they get choice. They like going business like that, but not much of choice. Yeah.
If they had a choice, they would have gone into business for themselves?
Yeah, you get choice. Yeah. First, we're becoming heavy. Still, a lot of people working the railroad yet. Building railroad. A lot of people working there. They put there, wash those engine. Those engine used to use hand wash. Not like now use all steam machinery.
What types of jobs would most Chinese consider to be ideal for their children?
Well, most of them like to raise the children, go to school, learn language, or get a better job. But they did now. Most of them most of the people now born there now they got a year of free time to go to school and so now they have so many all walk of life now, you know, like a lawyer, agent, or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Maxim of history is that he who benefits is is that certainly he could be a stop to count. All right, the eighth paragraph then. Assuming that 200 is an inadequate number for a potential benefit to the community, or perhaps that the court would be restrictive of qualifying this as a religion, is it possible that you could take the general charitable intent and apply the concept of Cypre? If this purpose can't be carried out because it is not within the scope of a general benefit to the community, can you apply Cypre as near as and give it to some other charitable use? The answer to paragraph 8 is no. Sam had a specific intent, and where the specific intent is demonstrated as clearly as it is here, that it goes to a particular charitable organization, then the court generally will not go beyond the specific intent and apply Cypre. Now, some jurisdictions will, but the general rule is no. All right, the ninth paragraph under the third call, as far as the failure, I would conclude that the court should not grant the relief sought by Rube for two reasons. One, he should be a stop to challenge it because of his prior membership, and secondly, the court must be extremely liberal in interpreting what is a religion. Otherwise, they will come in conflict with what? The First Amendment. Okay, third call of the question, number three, what are the bank's rights and obligations in regard to the contract with Dredd? And the first paragraph is the concept that the signature is not controlling. The corporation signed as trustee, but that does not limit the liability of the corporation to the assets of the trust in most jurisdictions, unless it is specifically spelled out in the document itself. So that's the general rule as far as signing. Now, some jurisdictions say that when you put so-and-so as trustee and you designate a particular trust, then it gives the other party an opportunity to look through that trust rate to see how much assets are there. But the concept that you want to work with is as just an X as trustee without designating what the trust race is or giving the potential creditor an opportunity to see what the trust race is, then the person who signs would become liable beyond the assets of the trust. In this case, as far as the bank is concerned, then the bank would be responsible. Since there are no other assets in the trust, the bank would be responsible to pay Dredd because they did not sufficiently limit the obligation to the trust. More importantly, it was a breach of fiduciary duty to the trust, and they couldn't collect from the trust anyway because it went beyond the purpose and scope of the trust instrument. But that's not really the issue as far as the third call of the question is concerned. With all that information in the third paragraph about Samson and Rube going to the bank and inducing them to do this and so forth, what are the bank's rights and obligations in regard to the contract with Dredd? Well, who is the sole heir? What the bank is going to attempt to prove is what? They would like to have a constructive trust imposed upon the $100,000 of the probate estate on the basis of misrepresentation. Remember, it says that Sam never knew about this. Sam Rube went to them and told them all of this. And on the basis of statement is that a material misrepresentation that Sam, quote, Sam would transfer $100,000 to the trust, etc. Is that a material misrepresentation? And the answer is yes, because it says at the bottom of the paragraph that Sam never heard about it. And without having heard of Ruth's statement to Tom, so it is a material misrepresentation. Is there knowledge of falsity, scienter?